Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. ZTE announced that its Axon 25G phone will have an under-display selfie camera, meaning no notch or hole punch. Oppo has shown a prototype of an underscreen camera, but this would be the first mass-produced model. ZTE did not reveal more official specs. The Axon 25G launches September 1st. The U.S. Department of Commerce announced new restrictions on selling chips to Huawei, closing some loopholes. Off-the-shelf designs from third-party design houses will now require a license. It also expands the definition of when a license is needed to include when Huawei is acting as a purchaser, intermediate consignee, ultimate consignee, or end user. 38 Huawei affiliates in 21 countries were added to the list affected by the restrictions, bringing the total to 152 affiliates. On Monday, Epic Games shared a letter from Apple telling Epic to fix its breaches in its developer agreement, or Apple will terminate Epic's membership in the Apple Developer Program on August 28th. Termination would stop Epic from being able to distribute iOS or Mac apps. Epic says this would prevent its Unreal Engine, which is used to power thousands of games, from working on Apple platforms and asked the court to issue a restraining order against the move. In a statement to The Verge, Apple says, "The problem Epic has created for itself is one that can easily be remedied if they submit an update of their app that reverts it to comply with the guidelines that they agreed to and which apply to all game developers." Meanwhile, the information sources say Epic Games is attempting to build a coalition of companies critical of Apple's App Store policies and has held preliminary discussions about the coalition with Spotify and Sonos. The Financial Times reports Oracle might be interested in acquiring TikTok's business in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, and has held preliminary talks with TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, already. The U.S. president issued an executive order last Friday ordering ByteDance to sell its U.S. business within 90 days. Netflix confirmed to The Verge that it's been testing a shuffle button on the service since July. The exact appearance of the feature has not been finalized, with some users seeing a shuffle play button on the profile selection screen and others seeing a play something option in the sidebar menu of the main app. When shuffling, Netflix provides an explanation about what in your viewing history inspired the shuffle selection. The test of the feature is currently only running on TV devices. Facebook will remove support for Oculus accounts in October, meaning new accounts made after that time will have to be through Facebook. Existing users with an Oculus account can keep using it until January 1st, 2023, when they too will be forced to merge their Oculus account with a Facebook account. All users can maintain a VR profile in Facebook with a separate friends list. If you don't merge the account, your headsets will still work, but some games and apps may not function. Even if users do keep their Oculus account, future Oculus devices will require using a Facebook account to set it up. Facebook announced it expanded its dangerous individuals and organizations policy to address organizations it deemed as posing a significant threat to public safety, but does not meet the standard of being a dangerous organization that are banned from the platform entirely. Under this policy, Facebook will restrict the spread of content from Facebook pages, groups, and Instagram accounts linked to the groups and remove them if they identify discussions specifically related to potential violence. DoorDash launched grocery delivery service, partnering with select grocery stores in California and across the Midwest. The company will deliver groceries from Smart & Final, Meijer, Fresh Time, and Hy-Vee, with service available in Chicago, Cincinnati, Detroit, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, Orange County, Sacramento, San Diego, and the Bay Area initially. DoorDash said the service will offer on-demand ordering rather than scheduling deliveries into set windows, and has over 10,000 grocery items that offer one-hour delivery. Grocery deliveries are also included as part of the Dash Pass subscription service, which makes grocery delivery eligible for free delivery. Airbnb announced that it submitted a draft registration to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in advance of an initial public offering. The company did not disclose further financial information or say how many shares would be included in the IPO. In a blog post, Lyft announced it would suspend ride-hailing operations in California as of 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time on August 20th. The move came after a state judge ruled that the service must reclassify drivers as employees rather than independent contractors in accordance with AB 5. However, on August 20th, a California appeals court extended the length of time Uber and Lyft will have to comply with the order. The temporary reprieve gives Uber and Lyft until 5 p.m. Pacific time on August 25th to file written statements agreeing to expedite procedures stated in the order, including a new timeline and sworn statements saying the companies have plans to reshape their businesses if their ballot initiative Prop 22, which would exempt ride-sharing and food delivery gig workers from AB 5, fails in November. An Uber and Lyft spokesman said that they will continue to run as normal until the stay expires. And finally, Volkswagen began producing its ID.4 all-electric SUV at its factory in Zwickau, Germany. This is VW's second all-electric ID-branded vehicle and the first ID vehicle slated to be produced and sold in China, Europe, and the U.S. Two factories in China will begin production of the ID.4 later in 2020, with VW's factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, scheduled to begin production in 2022. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.